Listen to this.
What in tarnation's the matter?
Listen what it says here in the Corn Center Gazette. Listen. Judge Ellis orders rain machine test.
That's pretty dad darn good. He's ordered one already, huh?
No, I don't mean he's ordered a machine. He's ordered Hector to try it out. Listen to this. Acting on a complaint filed by Mr. Charles Mortimer, Judge Ellis has ordered an immediate test to Hector Smith's so-called rainmaking machine. Mortimer claims that he invested $5,000 in the invention on the strength of Smith's promise that he would produce rain. And thus far, he states, Smith has failed to do so. The order issued by Judge Ellis makes Hector Smith's face test...
What's the matter with Hector's face?
His face? Well, there ain't nothing matter with it.
What's Judge Ellis want to test it for?
Oh, it ain't Hector's face they're going to test. Says, makes Hector Smith's face test of his machine within 48 hours.
And how's that?
Oh, don't you ever hear nothing that's said to you? Hours. And shouldn't
no,
it...
not by a jugful.
Well, what are you talking about?
They ain't going to test my face.
Oh.
It suits me and the rest of them can go to blazes.
Oh, but it don't say nothing about testing your face. It don't say...
They're going to test ours, and that's the same thing.
Oh, but...
You can have yours tested if you want it, but for me, I'm...
Now, listen, consigned it. Yeah, but it don't mean that kind of hours. It means like hours on a clock.
On what?
The clock!
Well, they can test the face and the clock if they want it.
Now, hold on a second, I tell you. You're getting all mixed up again. What they're going to test is Hector's rainmaking machine. And it says here right in the paper, and should the device fail to produce rain, legal action will undoubtedly be taken against young Smith on the blanket charge of fraud.
Good thing Hector charged it and didn't pay cash then, huh?
Charge what?
The blanket. If the dad darn thing's a fraud.
Oh, you ain't getting the idea at all. Hector didn't charge no blanket.
That's what you just said.
Oh, I didn't at all. What I read was...
How was that?
Red.
Red blanket?
No, it's not a red blanket, and Hector didn't charge it.
Yes, said he did.
Oh, Hector ain't got nothing to do with the blanket. It says here right in the paper, I'm telling you. Rumors have it, moreover, that...
Oh, I get it. It's the rumors that's got the blanket.
Oh, it taint. Rumors have it, moreover, that several businessmen...
See, you be, just like I said.
What?
The rumors have got the blanket over a couple of businessmen.
Oh, you...
And anyhow, what's that got to do with the rain-making machine?
That's just what I'm trying to tell you, Ed. You keep your trap shut.
Well, go ahead, shut up.
Let me read this. Several businessmen are implicated in the alleged swindle and may be brought to trial. And that's us, Eb. That's us.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing about the dad darn blanket.
Oh, listen now, Eb. Listen for just a second. Let me explain this. It's serious, I tell you. Me and you is in the rainmaking business with Hector. And if Hector really is trying to swindle people, they'll pin it on us, too.
Pin the blanket on us?
No, they'll send us to jail. Send us to jail!
Oh, shucks. Don't go believing everything you read in that dad darn paper.
Mm.
The whole thing is crazy. Don't make sense. Testing faces, looking for a red blanket.
Oh, you still don't get the idea. I'm telling you that if Hector's machine don't work, we're going to be arrested.
You're crazy.
I ain't crazy.
You are.
I ain't at all.
You're crazy.
Wait a minute. There's someone coming.
Howdy do, Professor Thistlewake.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, howdy, Professor. Professor, do you know anything about law?
Well, of course I'm not an attorney, Mr. Winterbottom, but I know something of law through the study of history.
You do, eh?
Yes, American law is based upon English law, which, in turn, was founded on the Magna Carta.
Founded where?
Founded on Magna Carta. Shut up.
No, not Magna Carta. Magna Carta. That was a document drawn up in the time of Prince John. You see, Prince John got into considerable difficulty with his knight. So, an agreement or legal instrument was...
Did he play it?
No, he didn't play it.
No, of course he didn't, Eb. Someone else played it. That's why he had trouble at night. Kept him awake.
Oh, but it isn't that kind of knight. No, I mean a nobleman, a baron.
How's that?
Baron. He was a baron, and...
Baron what?
A bear on the instrument.
Oh, now see here. I'm afraid you don't grasp it.
Well, say, a fellow'd be crazy to grasp a bear. What are you talking about?
No. I'm speaking of the various ranks of English nobility. Mm. Now, first, there's the king, then the queen, then the...
Jack.
Yes, the Jack. No. Prince. Prince and princess, duke and duchess, and then...
Yes, and then comes the Jack. Jack and jackass.
Oh, but there isn't any Jack. There isn't any Jack.
There ain't.
No. I'm not referring to cards. I'm talking about the...
Well, where does the law come in?
Yes, see, Professor, that's what we want to find out. Yes. See, about the law.
Yes, of course. I understand. I was merely digressing for a moment.
You thought we were talking about cards, didn't you?
No.
Just the law. Just the law we're aiming to find out about.
Now, the Magna Carta sets forth certain principles which are still embodied in modern jurisprudence.
For example...
Trial by jury. Habeas corpus.
Yeah, that's right, Zeb. Bert Parkins' kids has got a couple of them for Christmas.
Got what for Christmas?
Hobby horses.
I didn't say hobby horses. I said habeas corpus. Habeas corpus.
That means you can't hang a man twice for the same crime.
No, nothing of the sort. A habeas corpus is a legal writ which prevents anyone from holding a party in prison without their...
Who in tarnation want to have a party in prison anyway?
It's a nice, quiet place, Jeb. Maybe some folks...
But I don't mean that kind of party, Mr. Peters. I'm speaking of alleged felons.
The fellas that are having the party?
Not fellows. It isn't fellows at all. It's felons. Felons.
Yes, yeah, but a couple of other felons.
Oh, now, see here. Well, I'll illustrate the purpose of a writ of habeas corpus. Now, suppose I should accuse you of stealing a horse.
Yeah, but now, just a minute here. Hold on, Professor Thistlewaite. I didn't steal no horse.
I know.
And you know it.
I know. But this is simply an illustration.
Yes, Eb, it's just an illustration of a horse.
Now,
I accuse you of stealing a horse.
Yes, but I
have you thrown into jail. You immediately telephone your lawyer and ask him to get you out. Now, in order to secure your release from prison, what does your lawyer get?
Half interest in the horse.
No, he doesn't.
No, he don't. Don't be a darn fool, Eb. Of course he don't.
No, certainly not. Your lawyer gets...
The whole darn horse.
Precisely, he gets...
Yes.
He gets a writ of...
But listen, Professor, it's all right about the horses and all that, but listen, what we want to find out is... Can they put me and Eb in jail on account of Hector's rainmaking machine? That's what we want to know about.
On account of Hector Smith's rainmaking machine,
yes.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, you see, it's sort of like this. And me and Eb here is kind of partners of Hector's in this rainmaking business. And Hector's collected some money on it, and now they say that Hector is just gypping people.
Oh, but I'm sure young Smith wouldn't be guilty of anything like that.
Yes, but supposing the dang machine won't work, then what?
Well, of course, then he'll have to return the money.
He can't give the money back. He spent it to build the machine.
Yes. I see. Just who is accusing Hector of accepting this money under false pretenses?
Mr. Flint, the Ortega Irrigation Company.
Yes, and what's more, he's an old skin flint, too.
Yes, he's well named, I'll say. And he says he's going to have Hector arrested. Now, listen. Can they arrest me and Eb, too?
Does Mr. Flint know you're associated with Hector Smith in this venture?
Yep. He's seen the contract we signed with Hector.
Yes.
Well, as I say, I'm not an attorney, but... But it would seem to me that under the circumstances, you would have to assume equal responsibility with Hector Smith. Now, of course, if his invention will really produce rain, there is nothing to worry about. But if...
Mr. Winterbottom, Mr. Peters. Oh, gosh, thank you.
What's the matter?
Oh, gosh.
What is it? What's wrong?
Oh, gee, Wes, I just got my rain machine finished, and it won't work.